This episode of Chris Brown's True Stewardship is brought to you by Churchill Mortgage. They'll take your personal situation and find the best mortgage option for you. Call Churchill Mortgage today, 855-LOAN-200, or go to churchillmortgage.com.
Ramsey Solutions presents Chris Brown's True Stewardship.
What if American households today got serious about stewardship? Not some old historic church word and not some fundraising campaign, but true biblical stewardship, managing God's blessings, God's way for God's glory.
Welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's your host, Chris Brown.
Well, hello and welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. I am your host, Chris Brown, excited about today's show. You call in and we will chat. Phone number is 866-357-3283, or you can email in at chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. Several of you have been reaching out on social media as well. Feel free to do that. The social media handle on all social media outlets and platforms is Chris Brown on Air. So make sure you connect with us there on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook. I'm not on Snapchat as much anymore. Kind of got over it once Insta Stories came out. Not on Pinterest. We got a little bit on YouTube. So make sure you check us out. I've got to tell you, I'm a little frustrated. This month, I've had to write a big monster check. You want to know what for? I've got an 11-year-old, a 10-year-old, and an 8-year-old. So what happens around that age? My oldest needs braces. Oh my goodness, he needs braces. Holly comes in the other day and says, hey, guess what? I've got good news. We're going to save 10% on braces. I'm like, yes, because we're paying up front. We've saved for it. We had a sinking fund. We've got cash. That's the good news because we're going to spend less. And then she gave me the bad news. It's still $5,300. Ouch. Exactly right. Painful. Those of you that have been there, done that, you're like, oh, you're just a young whippersnapper. You don't even know what's ahead of you. Yes, I've got two more kids right behind Max. Very, very painful. So today is the day where we start saving dollar number one for Jack, my middle son. Lots and lots of fun. Hey, listen, are you ready for some good news? Right? Some good news. There's a lot of bad news out there. Here's some good news. This comes to you from Yahoo Finance. This is an article that came out on September 13th. So this month, U.S. household income post a record surge in 2015, and at the same time, poverty levels decreased. The income, the average income, the median, I shouldn't say average, the median household income surged 5.2%. Now it's up to $56,500. You've heard me several times in the show say 48.6. So a pretty cool increase there. The highest since 2007, prior to the recession. And poverty levels have gone down to 13%. Previously at, I believe, 14 or 15. But pretty cool. Good news. Thought I would share that with you. And you can spread that good news because there's good news out there. Pretty cool stuff. Great verses that I'm hoping will be our prayer. Psalm 71, verses 7 and 8. My life is an example to many. Wouldn't it be great to say that, right? My life is an example to many. Here's why. Because you, God, have been my strength and protection. That is why I can never stop praising you. I declare your glory all day long. I'm telling you, I think I'm going to take that in as my new life verse. I would want to be able to say that. My life is an example because of him. He's given me strength. He's given me protection. And that is why I'm going to praise him. That's the reason why I'm going to be a faithful steward. Pretty cool stuff. Phone lines are open, 866-357-3283. This first call is coming in from Jeffersonville, Indiana. I wanted to make sure Amanda had a chance to be able to fill in the gaps for me, so she yelled in my ears. Indiana, that's her hometown, so she's pretty excited about that. This is Lisa. Lisa, how are you?
I'm great, Chris. How are you?
Oh, I'm better every day. How can I help you?
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Can you help me justify or help me think, why is it why is it better for me at this point to go on and do the baby steps and do the debt snowball and pay off credit card debt and car debt and stuff, as opposed to just filing a Chapter 7 bankruptcy, carterize, you know, let's stop the bleeding now, get it over with. You know, if you're going to ruin your credit, just ruin it all the way. I mean, I already have a house that I'm living in, you know, reaffirm on the house, reaffirm on my car, and then start fresh. And then I can, I'm not a spring chicken anymore. So I don't have that much money in retirement. Why can't I just do that, get it over with, and then dump all the money I can into a Roth and just,
yeah,
I'm almost to panic mode. And like, I've heard Dave Ramsey say, when you get scared, you get stupid.
Yeah.
And I don't want to get stupid. I'm trying to really think this through and pray about it. And so I haven't done anything yet.
Right. Well, that's wise. That's definitely wise, just to push the pause button and gather your thoughts and ask around. So I like that part of it. How much debt do you have? What's the hole that you're in?
Not counting the car or the house, is $26,000.
Okay.
I mean, it's not that big of a hole, but
yeah.
And I make good money. I'm
What is your income?
I make about $42,000 a year.
Okay. So you've got less than 9 months worth of debt. And the average person that calls in here has got at least 9 to 18 months of debt of in relation to their income. So
really?
Yeah, it says make you feel a little bit better, relatively.
I mean, I don't have a house payment, but
yeah,
you know, it's.
Yeah, but non-mortgage consumer debt, that's what we're talking about here. Here's a couple reasons. Ecclesiastes 5:5 says, it is better to say nothing than to make a promise and not keep it. Another version says, it's better to not make a vow at all than to make a vow and not keep it. And then there's another verse in the scriptures that says, in Matthew 5:37, Jesus says, let your yes be yes and let your no be no. And anything beyond that's from the evil one. So we really want to make sure we keep our promises.
Does that translate into you accrued the debt, you really owe it back?
Yes, it does. And that's kind of where I'm headed. And I'm trying to, I think most of our listeners have had the same question that you have. So I don't think you're alone on this. I think it's one of those things where it's like, man, it would just be a lot easier. Matthew 7:12, Jesus said himself, he says, in everything, do to others what you would have them do to you. And so you kind of got to put yourself in the creditor's position. They loaned you money and you are contemplating just walking away and say, I'm not going to pay you back. Now, I've been in this scenario before. I've been in a scenario where I've been backspin against the wall and I paid, you might not know my story, but a lot of folks do who are listening in. I bought 8 investment homes back in 2007, right before the recession. The recession hit and I couldn't sell these houses and I couldn't rent them out. And so they sat there vacant for 36 months and I made $10,000 payments every single month for 36 months until I ran out of cash, until a point where I didn't have any money to give. And so I asked the trustee, what do I need to do? She talked to my creditors, here's the situation, and they let me out of it. Okay, so it was a bankruptcy, but I did everything I could to keep my vow first. And I ate through hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars to be able to do that. And what I would just say in your scenario is you're not in a big enough situation to do something like that. And the thing is, I've got to have regrets for the rest of my life that I did that. And I don't want you to have to live with that. Your integrity is everything. Your reputation is everything. You had referenced a credit report or a credit score, and your identity and who you are is way deeper than a credit score. It's deep inside your soul. And just think about the reverse of giving up like that. The reverse is the pride that you would feel, how good you'd feel about yourself if you really just cranked it out and knocked it in the teeth over the next, you could probably do it in the next 3 or 4 years. If you really, really crunched down and did it and made some big monster payments. So I would want you to be able to just have that kind of sense of satisfaction instead of feeling like, you gave up. I love being able to tell people that I made payments for 3 years. I love being able to say I tried. I did everything I could. And then I went to the creditors and said, hey, here's the situation. And they knew they were never going to get another dime from me because I didn't have it. So that's what I'd want for you. And if that's I guess what you're asking for is why do that?
Yeah.
It's because that's what the Lord expects from us, to do our very best to fulfill our vows. So I know you feel overwhelmed. I don't want to make light of that. And so I definitely empathize with you. But I know, Lisa, that you can do this. I know you can. And many, many people all over America and all over the world are becoming debt-free every single day because they decided Proverbs 6:5 says to free yourself like a gazelle from the hand of the hunter. It just means absolutely run away from debt and run towards freedom. And you can do that. So you'd referenced the debt snowball. So you know about Total Money Makeover. You've been to some kind of financial piece before, right?
I have. And actually, I'm getting ready to facilitate a class at my church in January.
So oh, good.
I'm struggling with the whole hypocrite.
No. I was going to say that before I even went there. The best coordinators lead out with vulnerability. They lead out the fact that I'm not perfect. The worst thing that an FPU class needs is a know-it-all. You go in there, you tell your situation, you be vulnerable, you be open, you model honesty, and I'm telling you, people will respect you for it. They don't need someone who's perfect. They need somebody who's open and honest and moldable, and you're going to model for them what it looks like to dig out of the hole. So don't, that hypocrite stuff's got to go. We all make mistakes. We all have flesh on, and there's only one Jesus. Okay, you got this, Lisa.
All right. Well, hopefully I'll call you back soon and say, guess what?
I hope so. We'd love to celebrate with you. Keep us posted, okay?
All right. Thank you so much, Chris. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. All right. Great call there from Lisa, getting our show off on the right foot. You can tell she's going to win. She's going to kill it. And just very open and honest. Love that.
You're listening to Chris Brown's True Stewardship.
You're on Dave Ramsey's plan. You're out of debt, looking to buy a home, but you've been told your entire life you need a credit score. Well, I don't want fear or misinformation to dictate your decisions. Churchill Mortgage is used to working with people just like you. They'll take your personal situation and find the best mortgage option for you. Call Churchill Mortgage today, 855-LOAN-200, or go to churchillmortgage.com/Chris Brown.
This is a paid advertisement. NMLS ID 1591. Equal housing lender, 761 Old Hickory Boulevard, Brentwood, Tennessee, 37027.
You are listening to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. I'm your host, Chris Brown. Phone number is 866-357-3283. Got an Instagram here, Instagram message, actually. A gentleman named Robbie reached out to me and asked the question, "Hey, Chris, I love your show. I have a question for you. My wife and I took in a close friend to our home after his wife suddenly passed away in their apartment. They were deeply in debt, and we agreed he doesn't pay any rent so that he can work his way out of debt. We only agreed on $200 for utilities, but the last 3 months, he has not honored that, and there has been no explanation. How would you handle it?" Drum roll, right? Here's what I responded with. I would ask why, to show genuine concern for him and not just the payments. Then put a plan in place that you agree on. A plan that involves more frequent payments from here on out. And if that is not honored, he gets 30 days to find another living situation. It's the kindest thing you can do is not enable him. Hope that helps. Make sure you pray for him, speak belief into him, assuming that he's going to turn it around and not assuming that he won't. Cheer him on to win. And of course, they responded, "Thank you." So pretty cool. I guess what you call that? Instagram message exchange? I don't know, but that was kind of fun. Next call coming in from South Dakota. This is Pat. Pat, how are you?
Doing well, thank you.
How can I help?
Well, I'm 56 years old, and in 3 years, I would like to leave the present job I have. My wife and I together probably have $180,000 saved for retirement.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to retire, but one of them's a portable pension, one's a traditional pension, 401k, and a Roth IRA. My question is, when I turn 59 and a half and leave this job, would it be wise to pay off the balance on the mortgage? We don't have any debt besides the house, and we're saving 15% for retirement.
So it would be pulling it out then, not now.
Right.
Okay. Just want to make sure that's really clear. Let's see here. What are some variables? How much do you owe on the house?
Right now, about $75,000.
And your income?
$70,000 a year.
How fast do you think you could pay it off without pulling?
Well, we talked about that. And,
5 years?
Five and a half years.
I definitely wouldn't touch any of them but the pension if I did pull anything.
Yep. There's not enough in the pension to pay it off.
Because what I don't like about that is it's not diversified. It's all wrapped up in that company. That's why I don't. Right. That's when I'm not. But you could roll it over to an IRA. I think I like you just paying it off in 5 years. I like that compound interest continuing to work. I think you pay it off on your own. I don't like you pulling it. The only way you pull it is if there's no fees, and you know, obviously you're going to pay taxes, but you won't pay taxes on the Roth, but you'll pay taxes on the rest. But and that's up to you. For me, I probably wouldn't. I'd let it continue to grow. Yeah, I'd just work on paying the mortgage. It's probably what, 3.5% interest?
3.1.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, I mean, you're probably getting at least 7 or 8 on your investments. So I'd probably work on just paying it off myself.
The other question is, you know, and I've heard Dave say this before, a traditional pension, if there's a lump sum, you know, roll it or leave it to where it is and take the annuity?
I'd roll it to an IRA.
Roll it when I leave.
Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't want any connection with the prior company. Those pensions, I just don't like anything that's tied to a company's performance.
I'm with you.
Yeah, yeah. Do you have a Retire Inspired book yet?
No, I don't.
All right, I want to give you one for free. So I'm going to hang up in just a minute, and Amanda's going to pick up the phone, and we're going to mail you Retire Inspired, because that's right where you're at, and it's going to break all this stuff down for you in detail, and it's going to, you have a little bit of fun on the in the journey, too. It's a really fun read. So Chris Hogan just wrote it. It's less than a year old, and you'll really enjoy it.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Pat. All right, folks, talking all about how to pull, you know, when to pull money from your 401k. We actually just put an article up on stewardship.com that you have got to check out. It's a really good article. It talks about, you know, what you do when you pull from your 401k too early. You know, those of you that are 45 or you're 38 and you're like, oh, I need to pull this 10 grand to take care of a debt. Well, first of all, you're not going to get 10 grand. You're probably going to get 6 grand because of taxes and fees. But a couple things we point out in there. You're stealing from yourself. The penalties are huge. You're losing compound interest. And guess what? You're going to retire one day, and that money won't be there, and that will be a problem. So make sure you check out stewardship.com. That article is right there for you. You know, one of the most dangerous traps in our lives is comparison. I've struggled with it throughout my life in ministry and with money. In fact, Proverbs 14:30 says, "A heart at peace gives life to the body, but envy rots the bones." That's why I recommend Rachel Cruz's new book, Love Your Life, Not Theirs. Such a good book. Rachel focuses on this one damaging money habit, comparison, and walks you through solutions to comparison living. She also unpacks 6 other healthy money habits for living the life that we really want without being buried under debt and worry and stress. So are you tired of trying to keep up with the Joneses? Ready to put that time and energy into living the life that you want? Love Your Life, Not Theirs will show you exactly how. All you got to do, go to stewardship.com. New book is available to pre-order, and a special offer that includes over $70 worth of free bonus items just for $20. But this is the last week to pre-order that book and get those free items. Again, stewardship.com to pre-order this incredible bundle for $20 this week only.
We're thankful to have you with us today on Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Thank you for sending us your questions and testimonies. If you've had difficult experiences that God has brought you through, share it with the Stewardship community. Build someone else's faith and give them hope as well. Email Chris at chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. That's chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. Or call us at 866-357-3283. That's 866-357-3283. And leave us a voicemail. Now let's get back to Chris and Chris Brown's True Stewardship.
We got Joyce. She's on the line. She's calling in from Nevada. Joyce, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you very much for speaking with me today.
Yeah, my honor. How can I help?
Okay, well, I've got a situation. It's really not a financial situation, and you may look at it in that terms, or you may look at it from another perspective as well.
Probably not. Usually, I look at it the other way. People bring me financial questions, and it's usually something that's relational behind the scenes. So,
okay, well,
you're right in the right vein.
Perfect. This one is very relational.
Okay.
As you said, I'm in a small area in Nevada. Mm-hmm. My husband is in the Seattle area. He moved there about 3 years ago for work.
Okay.
And I remained here to work, as well as to help care for my grandchild, who is 6 years old now. this grandchild's parents have really not been fit parents. My daughter is struggling with recovery, coming along, but is still not quite there. The child's dad has been unreliable, job hopping, not really the best influence. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I've been helping to raise the child all of his life. You know, I'm 57 now, and, you know, would really like to, you know, join my husband up there in the Seattle area. However, what keeps me here is my grandson. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm a stable person in his life, somebody who gives him security, who's been just involved in everything in raising him.
Yeah, yeah. How long have you been doing this?
Since he was born, 6 years ago.
Oh, wow. So,
and like I said, my husband moved 3 years ago.
Yeah. What keeps you in Nevada?
Him, my grandchild.
But what makes it so that he can't leave Nevada?
Well, his parents are here, and I don't have custody.
Have you dropped hints about you guys both going to Seattle?
About the grandchild and me going to Seattle?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Well, I can't take him there unless I'm granted custody or guardianship.
Of course. Or maybe not even legally, but allow him to go to Seattle?
Yeah.
No?
Not yet, no.
Because that's ideal. Because here's the deal. Here's from where you're at, here's where your focus needs to be. First of all, your relationship with your husband.
Yeah.
Okay, what's best for – that's your primary relationship. That's your primary mm-hmm. When you think through – and I believe it's Ephesians 5, if I remember right. But it's mm-hmm. About how the relationship needs to look between a husband and wife. That is your primary concern.
Okay.
Second is the child. And third is your children. Okay, so you need to make sure that child is taken care of, because
right.
if you're not fighting for him, nobody is. And
right,
I don't know what. How unstable is your daughter? You said she's struggling,
well,
but what is
unstable? She's improving. She's getting better. Mm-hmm. She's talking about going back to school, and so she's moving in the right direction, definitely.
So do you think that do you think your grandson is going to be safe if you were to go to Seattle?
I don't think he would be as well taken care of, no.
Well, he definitely wouldn't be as well taken care of, but would he be safe? Right now he's probably being spoiled. He is,
well,
isn't he?
A little bit, but not completely.
He's being spoiled. You know he is, Joyce. Oh, you're spoiling the mess out of him.
We all spoil our kids a little bit. But,
yeah. So do you think he'll be safe?
He would be safe. I mean, his life would not be enriched as much.
Yeah.
Culturally and educationally, if I were gone.
What's your financial capacity to be able to fly him up to Seattle for visits, maybe once a quarter or once a month, or you coming down to Nevada once a month?
Oh, good. It would be good.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
the financial situation is fine.
Well, maybe it's a hybrid. Maybe,
what I'm thinking.
It's not all or nothing, but it's some kind of like hybrid of the two.
Right.
But let me tell you this. I know that it's ideal that he's with you, and I'm not going to argue with that. I mean, that's obviously you're giving him a lot of stuff that she can't give him. If you think he's going to be safe and you're going to still be able to pour into him either through the phone, through FaceTime, through technology, through Skype, and through visits, and he can still get that perspective that he needs to get on life,
yeah.
A little bit of hardship is actually good for us. A little bit of tension is good for us, as long as he can filter it through the perception that you're going to give him whenever you're mentoring him and pouring into him.
Right.
So as long as
that's
he's safe, I have no problem with the hybrid. Sometimes when we give him the perfect life, it actually is a hindrance to their development. And I'm not saying that you're doing that. I'm just saying, keep that in mind, that we're not called to give everyone a perfect life. There's pain in this world.
Those are really good points. So instead of the hybrid, do you think it would be preferable if I took him to Washington with me, if I got permission for that?
I would love that. And then what I would do financially is I would make sure that if neither mom or dad could financially get to Washington, I would finance that as well as a gift and fly them up to Washington.
And that's a good idea too.
I would just tell them your heart, sit down and get it all out on the table, because you're not only ministering to that child, you're serving both of them. And hopefully she sees it that way. You're not trying to get in her business. You're trying to help her.
Right.
So I think you throw it all on the table. I think you guys will find a hybrid.
Yeah. My last option was if I were to retire early, at least from my current job, and split my time between up there and
Yeah. I think that's great. I think it's good to have options. That's why we teach on this show, to make sure that we put ourselves in a good financial spot, because you've got options. You're not just focusing on your financial situation, but you can focus on others. And I think it's huge. And that's a great modeling for all of our listeners. So I got a funny feeling this is going to work out, because she's going to hear your heart. You're just trying to love that child, and you're really trying to love her. So
right. I love them both. Thank you.
Joyce, we really appreciate the call.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Bye-bye. Folks, it's been a pleasure. Remember to connect on social media for more free articles and tips in addition to this show. Don't forget, it's the last week to pre-order Rachel Cruze's new book, Love Your Life, Not Theirs, and receive over $70 worth of free bonus items. And that's all at stewardship.com. Remember, this is how you support the show and keep the show on the air, is buying the resources either for you or for your friends as gifts. Until next time, let's continue to live out 1 Corinthians 4:2. Those who have been entrusted to be managers must prove faithful. So until next time, let's manage all of God's blessings, God's way, and for God's glory.